Today's shiur is Masechet Ksubos Daf Tzadik Tes. We will begin on Daf Tzadik Zayin Amud Beis, 7 lines from the bottom, Toshima. In the previous shiur, the Gemara had asked a question. If somebody asked the shliach to sell on his behalf a lischa, which is a half of a car of property, and the shliach disobeyed and sold a whole car of the Meshaleach's property, what is the status of that sale? And as we explained in the previous year, certainly if the buyer says, I only intended to buy an entire car, and if I'm only going to receive a half a car, this deal is not acceptable to me, then certainly the deal is void. However, what would be the halacha if the buyer says, I'll accept that I will only receive a half a car? Is the sale valid? And as the Gemara explained, the basis of the Shaila is, do we say that the Shliach is Moisif al-Dvarov? The Shliach only added to what the Meshaleach said, but not that he voided what the Meshaleach said. Or do we consider this a situation of Mave al-Dvarov, that he violated what the Meshaleach said, and therefore the entire transaction is void? So the Gemara attempts to answer this Shaila from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah discussed the following situation. Tashma, Haysa Ksuba Samana, if the Ksuba of the Almana was worth Almana, Umachra Shava Mana V'dinar B'mana, and she, the Almana, went and sold an Almana V'dinar for one mana. So she was Moisif al-Dvarov, because the situation was that she sold more than she was entitled to. And the Mishnah says, Machra Batal. And as the Gemara explains, my love, isn't the Mishnah referring to a situation? The Zovin Shavim mana v'dinner v'vana v'dinner. The situation, says the Gemara of our Mishnah, is not where she didn't receive the full value of what she sold. She sold the property that was worth a mana v'dinner. She received a mana v'dinner. So the issue here is not that the assignment were left with less than they deserve. And the Mishnah continues in explaining, machra batal, the sale is void. What umay mana? And what does the Mishnah say that she sold it for 100 zuz? If we're saying that we're explaining that the Mishnah is referring to a situation where she got a mana of a dinner, so what does the Mishnah say she only received a mana? Says the Gemara, what the Mishnah means to say that she only received a mana means that mana shalah, she only receives a mana, because that's all she's deserving. Then the Mishnah continued saying, afilu, even if she says, I will return the extra dinner to the Yarshim, the Mishnah says the Mecher, the transaction is void, because afili hi oimeris, even if she says, achser es ha-dinner li-Yarshim, I'm going to return the extra dinner to the Yarshim, and not only will I return the extra dinner to the Yarshim, but I'm going to give it the dinner mekakoi, in the dinner of property. Because as the Mefarshim explained, and we're going to discuss this concept more later in our shiur, property is more attractive to people than cash, and therefore saying to the Yarshim, I'll give you back a dinner, may be something that the Yarshim could say is not acceptable to us. We want property. So the Mishnah is saying that even though the woman says, I will return to you the extra dinner that I sold, and not only will I return it to you, I will return it to you in the form of property, yet fiktani, our Mishnah teaches us that the halach is the mechra batal, the sale is void. Why? Because the woman, the amana, is a shliach of the assignment, and she was maisif, she sold more than she had the authority to sell, because she only had authority to sell amana, and she sold a mana of a dinner. And our Mishnah teaches us that when a shliach sells more than he was authorized to sell, mechra batal, the sale is void. Amar Rav Huna B'Reid Rav Nosson, says Rav Huna B'Reid Rav Nosson, our Mishnah is not a proof as an answer to the Shaila. Loi, because our Mishnah is referring to a situation with the Oizel, where she sold a piece of property that's worth a mana of a dinner, but she only sold it for a mana. So therefore she earned the charge for the property, and that's why the Mishnah's halacha is that the sale is void. But it could very well be that if she sold more than she was entitled to, but she did not undercharge, there the halacha would be that even though she was maisiv, she added and she did more than she was authorized to do, the sale will not necessarily be void. Ask the Gemara, how can we explain that that is the case that the Mishnah is referring to, Hamid the Sefer B'Doizel? As we're going to explain, the last case of the Mishnah refers to a situation where she undercharged, so have a ratio with loyazel. It must be that the first case, or this case of the Mishnah, which is not actually the first case, it's the second case of the Mishnah, is not in a situation where she undercharged, because we wouldn't need the Mishnah to teach us that if she undercharged, the sale is void. We wouldn't need that the Mishnah should teach us that then twice. How do we know that the Sefer is referring to a situation where she undercharged? The Tani Sefer, we learned in the Sefer of the Mishnah, Hoisek Subasa Bar Mezos. If the woman's ksuba was worth 400 zuz, and she now goes and sells properties of the assignment, Mach Lezebe Mana, Lezebe Mana, she sold the first property for a mana. She sold the second property for mana, as we described, as we explained, even though the Mishnah doesn't say it explicitly, she sold the third property for mana. Well, Achron, but the last piece of property, she sold yof mana a dinner be mana. The last piece of property was worth a mana and a dinner, but she undercharged and only received the mana. So the Mishnah said, shall Achron, the last sale, since it represents a situation where she undercharged, the halacha is mechra batel, the sale is void. For shakulam, the first three transactions where there was no discrepancy, there was no undercharging, the halacha is mechra kayim. So the Mishnah already teaches us the halacha that if the amana undercharges, the sale is void. So ask the Gemara, it doesn't make sense to say that the previous case is also referring to a situation that she undercharged. Because why do I need the Mishnah to teach me twice that in a situation where the Amana undercharged, the sale is void? Loi, says the Gemara, Reishiv is safer with Oizel. We will explain that both cases refer to a situation where she undercharged for the property. Why do we need to teach the same concept twice? The Sefer Hakamashmon, the Sefer is teaching us Tama the Oizel B'diyasmi. In the case that we just described, she undercharged in property that belongs to the assignment. Because as we explained, the fourth field, she already sold three fields, each for a mana. Haksuba is worth 400 mana. So she is only entitled to 100 mana, to a mana of the last field. If she goes and sells a mana and a dinner in that field, she is undercharging in a field that is partially owned by the assignment. That's what the Mishnah teaches us. That's where the transaction will be void. But when she undercharges in a field that belongs completely to her, there, makrakayim, the sale will be valid. Ask the Gemara, that I don't need the Sefer. I don't need the last case of the Mishnah to teach me that in our own field, if she undercharges, the sale is valid. Because Midrash Shamina, that Allah I already know from the first din of the Mishnah. Because the first din of the Mishnah says, Haisik Subasa Masayim, if her Ksuba was worth 200 Zuz, or Machra Shavim Mana Masayim, and she sold property which was worth 100 Mana for 200 Zuz, Oi, she sold the property which was Masayim, which was worth 200 Zuz, and she only sold it for a Mana, Neskabla Ksubasa. The Ksela is valid. Just the Mishnah taught us, as we explained in the previous year, that it's considered that she got her entire Ksuba paid out. So we see that if she undercharges in her own field, the sale is valid. I don't need the Mishnah to teach that again in the Sefer. Answers the Gemara. Ma de Tema, I would say perhaps in the Reisha, Hasam Dostaklum by Beis Lagamri. In the first case of the Mishnah, she takes a field. The field is worth 200 zuz, and that satisfies her Ksuba obligation. The fact that she goes afterwards and undercharges and charges for that field 100 instead of 200 is her issue, and that's why the sale stands. Aval Hocha, but in the last case of the Mishnah, where she first sold three fields, and yes, those three fields are completely hers, but in the last field, which is not completely hers, we should be concerned that Nigzer, or we should make Gzeira, that Nigzer Mana Rishon Ata Mana Achron, that we should not let even the previous sales, if they're not done properly, stand, because we're concerned that the last sale, is, if it's invalid, if she undercharges, void, becomes void. Perhaps Chazal will make Gzeira that in all of the fields, even the fields that are dedicated to her payment completely, if she undercharges, the sale ought to be void. Kamashmalan, the Mishnah teaches us that only in her, in fields that she is not a sole proprietor, in fields where the assignment also have a stake, that's when if she undercharges, does the sale become void. But in fields that the assignment have no share, under all circumstances, the sale will stand. Ikadamri, others say, Holoi Tabayalon. There is no question. The Hechad Amalei Zil Zavnali Liska. When the Mishaleach told the Shliach, sell for me a half a kara of my field. The Zavnali Kaira, and the Shliach didn't obey, and he sold a kar, double what he was told. The Vadai Moisef Al Dvarav Hava. It's a situation that not that the shlichus is void, but rather it's a situation where he only added to the shlichus, but the shlichus stands. And there's a beautiful vart for Shlomo Kluger taking this concept that if somebody, if a shliach adds to a shlichus, the shlichus doesn't become void. David HaMelech says in Tehillim, in Perek Kuf Hei, where the David HaMelech describes the Makos in Mitzrayim. The Pasuk says, Sholach Choshech V'Yachshich V'Loi Mora Es Devaroi. Definition of the Pasuk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent Choshech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent the Makos Choshech in Mitzrayim V'Yachshich. It was very dark because the Choshech appeared as HaKadosh Baruch Hu so demanded. The Choshech did not rebel HaKadosh Baruch Hu against what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. And the question is obvious. What's David HaMelech telling us? That this Malach, or this Midah of Choshech, didn't rebel. Of course it didn't rebel. He did what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him. So Reb Shlomo Kluger answers. The Medrash says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent Choshech on Mitzrayim, the Choshech, in its great zeal to be Mekayim, to fulfill what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, made it even darker than HaKadosh Baruch Hu had required. So, this Choshech was Moisef al Dvaroi, added to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Mishaleich, said. Says David HaMelech, that even though the Shliach, the Makas Choshech, was Moisef al Dvaroi, but Al Gemara just said that when a shliach is moisef al dvarav, it's not considered that the shlichus is void. Sholach choshech, Hakadosh Baruch Hu sent choshech. V'yachshech, it did more than Hakadosh Baruch Hu said. But doing more for like Maru's dvaray is not considered that he rebelled. It's not considered that the shlichus is void. And he continues to say that there's a medrash by Makas Oyrev that we could explain along the same lines. The Pasuk says by Makas Oyrev, V'yishlach es ha'oyrev, says the Medrash, Hahud Ksiv, Sholach Choshech V'yachshech. So the obvious question is, what does Makas Oirif have to do with Makas Choshech? But according to what we just explained, says Rav Shlomo Kluger, just like by Makas Choshech, Makas Choshech went above and did more than HaKadosh Baruch Hu requested, the same happened, he says, by Makas Oirif. The animals by Makas Oirif were only told to attack Mitzrayim once, and they came back and forth, they kept on coming. That's what the pasuk says. The Yishlach, that's Oirif. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent the animals to go only once. But Hadhudiksiv Shalach Choshech VeYachshech. Just like the Choshech went above and did more than HaKadosh Baruch Hu requested, so did the animals do more than HaKadosh Baruch Hu requested. But V'Leimaru Estavarai, that's not considered that they voided the Shlichus. However, says the Gemara Kiti Baylach, what is a question? The question is, Domele, if the Meshaleach told the Shliach, Zil Zovin Li Kaira, I want you to sell a Kaira, my property, Vovel Zovin Li Lischa, and the Shliach only sold the Lischa, my, what will be the Halacha? Miaminen, do we say, Omele, the Tavale of the Lach, that the Shliach could tell the Meshaleach? And we go back to what we described earlier. People typically do not sell property. They only sell property if they're strapped for cash. So the shliach, who sold less property than the mishleach asked him to sell, could say to the mishleach, I did you a favor. D'loi mitzrucha lezuzi, perhaps the amount of cash I received for selling the lischa will be enough cash to satisfy your needs. If I would have sold more, Lematzus Hadrizbei, you cannot go back on the sale. So I actually did you a favor selling less, because maybe that will be enough cash to satisfy your needs. Or perhaps the Meshaleach could tell the Shliach, Lemichali the Lifshi Shtar Elevei, I'm not satisfied that there should be a lot of shtaros against me. And there's a number of pshatim in the Rishonim why a person doesn't want many shtaros against him. One pshat is because a person doesn't want to have many documents to keep track of, to set up with Adim. It's a big hassle. And therefore a person will prefer to sell the property to one individual versus selling it to two individuals, avoiding the complications of bookkeeping. Another pshat is the more shtaros, the more documents there are out that a person sold his field, the person gets a reputation that he was desperate for cash. And that's why he's selling off his properties, which will put him at a disadvantage that in the future, if he tries to sell property or sell anything, people will pressure him to give him a better price, knowing that he's desperate for the cash. That's why the Mishaleich perhaps could say, this sale ought to be void. And again, the Rishonim explain that in a situation where the buyer will say, I only wanted to buy a lischa, and you now forcing me, I only wanted to buy a lischa, and now you forcing me to buy a kaira, because that's what the Mishaleich wanted, certainly the sale would be void. Furthermore, if the Mishaleich will not be able to get the same price for the two lischas that he would if he sold it as one unit, as one car, there too the Rishonim all explained the sale would be void. Here we're dealing with a situation where there will not be any problem with the buyer, there will not be any problem with getting the same price. The question is the sale valid or not? Amrav Chanina Masura Toshma. We bring a raya again from a Mishnah that we discussed yesterday, the halacha mi'ila. The halacha mi'ila behegdish is if somebody uses something that belongs to hegdish b'shayeg, he has to pay keren, he has to pay back the principal, the chaymish, he has to add a fifth, and he has to bring an asham mi'ilos. And as we also explained in the previous year, there's a very special, unique din by Mi'ila. Even though typically throughout Shas the rule is, Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, by Mi'ila, that concept doesn't apply. And if a shliach, as we explained in the previous year, fulfills exactly as instructed what the mishaleach told him to do, the mishaleach is oiva mi'ila, not the shliach. Says the Gemara. The Mishnah says in Masechta Mi'ila, nothing like dinner shalzov. If a mishaleach gave the shliach a dinner shalzov of hegdish, and in a dinner shalzov there are six salon v'amaloi, and the mishaleach told the shliach, havili chaluk, buy for me with this coin a coat. V'holach v'heviloi b'sholosh chaluk b'sholosh talis. The shliach went and spent three salon for a coat and three salon for a talis. So the Mishnah Masechta Mi'ila says, Shnei Ma'olu. They both have transgressed the Aveira Mi'ila. Analyzes the Gemara, this Mishnah. The Rimer for Shliach doesn't exactly fulfill what he was told. He bought or sold less or more than he was told. It's only a situation that he added, but not that he has violated and voided the Shlichus. That's why we can understand that not only has the Baal Bayis done Mi'ila, but also the Shliach. Eli Amrit Mavel Dvarav Hava. If we're going to say that whatever the Shliach doesn't fulfill the instructions, he's violating and voiding the Shlichus, Amaymol, so why in the situation was the Baal Bayis transgressing Mi'ila? Answers the Gemara. Hacha Ma'iskinen. The Gemara here is referring to a situation that he bought him the coat that he wanted, because the shliach was able to find a coat that was worth six zuz, and he was able to find six slime. He was able to find it for three slime, and therefore the mishaleach's rotzen, what the mishaleach wanted, was fulfilled. Ask the Achronim, if the shliach bought a coat that's worth six slime for three slime, isn't this a case of Aino? He paid half the value, and that the whole sale should therefore be void. So the Mefarshim say, there's a machloikis, that if a buyer and a seller agree that whatever price he's paying, it should stand, and they will not be subject to Aynor. The halacha is there is no din of Aynor. So according to those shittas, that could be the case. Another explanation is that the seller, on his own volition, gave a better coat for a cheaper price. What our flaw explains, that from when the time the mishaleach asked the shliach to buy a coat, until the shliach actually went and bought the coat, the price of coats dropped by half. And therefore, there's no Aynor, because that is indeed today the price of the coat. Ask the Gemara, Ihachi, if the shliach fulfilled what the mishaleach said, so why does the Mishnah say that shliach was moil? Only the shliach did what he was supposed to do, so why was he moil? Answers the Gemara, Atalus. The mi'ila is not on the coat. The mi'ila is on the talus that he bought that he wasn't instructed to buy. Ask Tosfos, what's the Gemara Shaila? Of course the Mi'ila is on the coat, that on the talus. The Mishaleach never told him to buy a talus. So what's the Gemara Shaila? Where is the Mi'ila by the Shliach? Answers Tosfos, this Shliach knows this Mishaleach, and he knows that this Mishaleach needs a coat and he needs a talus. Just he doesn't have enough money to buy both, and he needs the coat more than he needs the talus. But he knows that the Mishaleach, worried to have the available funds, would certainly buy a coat, but certainly buy a talus also. So the shliach is actually, by knowing what the mishaleach wants, fulfilling the rotzen of the mishaleach, and therefore it's considered that the shliach perhaps should not have been considered a din mila. Answers the Gemara, since the mishaleach never expressly told the shliach to buy him a talis, even though he knows that's what the mishaleach wants, it's considered that the shliach was mal, not the Baal Bayis. Ask the Gemara, Yochi, Eima Seifa, let's understand the continuation of our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, at Baal Bayis loy mal. that Rabbi Yehuda says that the Baal Bayis did not transgress Me'il in that situation. Because the Baal Bayis could say, Holok Godel Hayisi Mavakish, Vata Avesli Holok Kotn Vera. And as Machlaikis, Rashi Masechta Subis versus Rashi Masechta Mila, how to explain this Gemara. Very similar concept. Rabbi Yehuda says, obviously, as we explained, the price of coats dropped. And you could get a six-seller coat for three-seller. Says Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishaleach tells the Shliach, I didn't want you to buy a talis. I want you to spend all six slum in a coat. And just like you got for three slum a six-seller coat, you could have gotten for six-seller a 12-seller coat, which is what I would have preferred. You going and buying me a six-seller coat for three slum and using the remainder for a talis is not what I wanted, and that's why I didn't do Me'ila. That's how Rashi Masechta Me'ila explains. Rashi in Masechta Ksubis here explains that the Mishaleach tells the Shliach, that if there's a sale, the more you spend, the more you earn, the more you'll save. That means if you could get a six-seller coat for three slum, for six slum, you could get even more than a 12-seller coat. You could get even a bigger mitzia. And by you just getting me a six-seller coat for three slum, you didn't get me as much of a mitzia, as much of a buy as I could have had. Ask the Gemara, my Ra, what does Rabbi Yehuda say when you bought me an inferior coat? Ra bedomin. It means it's worth, you bought it for a discount. Even though I received what I requested, I would have preferred a better coat. If you would have spent the whole six seller on the coat, it would have been worth 12 slime or more, which is what I would have preferred. Dekanami. And the Gemara says that's certainly the explanation in Rabbi Yehuda Diktani. My Rabbi Yehuda Bekitnius, Rabbi Yehuda will agree in a case where the Shliach was assigned to purchase beans, Shishnei Molu. Both the Mishaleach and the Shliach transgressed Me'ila. Shakitnius, Besela, the price of kidneys, you get a certain amount of kidneys when you buy it for a seller. The kidneys for pruta. And you get a certain amount of kidneys when you buy it for pruta. Shmamina. What pshat over there? Pshat is, as we're going to see in a moment, that since this has a fixed price, so even if the shliach did not buy as much kidneys as the mishaleach asked him to, but since he bought it at the price that he was told, so whatever he bought, he did buy at the request and at the behest of the mishaleach, and therefore the shliach, it's considered that he did me'ila. Says the Gemara, Hechidomi. The Gemara explains what we just said. What is the case by beans? If it's referring to a situation where beans are also sold by estimation, there's no fixed price for the beans. Hechidiyov le seller. And when somebody gives the seller of the beans a full seller, Moiz legabe tfei, he gives the shliach a better price, he gives the buyer a better price. There certainly, if the shliach did not give the seller, the full seller, he hurt the mishaleach. He didn't fulfill what the mishaleach wanted, and therefore only the shliach should be over me'ila, not the mishaleach. Rather, says Rapapa, it's in a situation, ba'asru the kaili b'kani, where kidney is sold by a certain portion, kani is like a basket full, normally kind of a pruta, every basket costs a pruta. And therefore, if the mishaleach, for example, gave the shliach 10 prutas to buy beans, and he only used 5 of them to buy beans, he didn't hurt the mishaleach, because he got the price, he got 5 prutas worth, 5 basketfuls of kidneys. So the mishaleach was over me'ila on those 5, and the other 5, if the shliach went and used the other 5 prutas for something else, that he wasn't instructed to use and buy with, then the shliach is over me'ila on those 5. So again, we're still trying to find an answer to the shayla that the Gemara posed, that what would be the halacha if a mishaleach told a shliach, sell for me a car, and he only sold a liska, a half a car. And the Gemara attempts to bring a raya from our Mishnah. Toshma, Hoisik Subasa Bar Mezuz. The second case of our Mishnah, where a ksuba that was owed to the Amana was worth 400 zuz. Mach lezebe mana lezebe mana. She sells the first field for mana, the second field for mana, the third field for a mana, and the last field, lachon yofim mana v'dinah v'mana. She sold the field that was worth a mana and a dinner for a mana. The halach is, shel achron bottle, the last sale is void, v'shel kulon machron kaim. But the first three sales are valid. Now, here, we are dealing again with a situation where he was supposed to sell only, she was only supposed to sell 400 zuz to collect the ksuba. She went and she sold, more. She was entitled to sell 400 zuz. She should have sold it to one buyer. Again, because the Gemara explained in Amar Aleph, there's a concern that sellers do not want many documents, many deeds written on their sales. So by her, instead of selling it to one individual, selling it to four individuals, isn't this a situation that she made more documents? And Al Gemara suggested in Amar Aleph that making more documents is something that sellers, Mishalchim, don't accept. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah speaks about small fields that are not next to each other. So they're not something that you would sell to one person. One person buys one big field, but four fields that are separate from each other, nobody expects to be sold to one individual. And therefore there is no question that even if she went and sold it to four individuals, not to one individual, that it's considered that she violated what the Yisoyimim HaMishalchim wanted. Continues the Gemara. Pshita. It's obvious. Before we go further, there's an interesting Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer points out that our Gemara is explaining now that there's a concept of a Fushe Shtari LaMafshinen. People do not want a lot of documents written against them, and therefore if a Shliach, instead of selling the field to one individual, would say, I'm selling it to two individuals, afushi shtara like mafshinen, and the shlichus is void. So the Chassam Sofer uses this Gemara to teach us a very interesting halacha l'maisa. He says, if somebody asked the shliach to sell all of his chametz for him on Pesach, and the shliach, instead of selling all of the chametz, only sold half of the chametz, what would be the din? Says the Chassam Sofer, since the Shulchan Aruch paskins that if one sells less than he was told, since we do follow the concept of Fushi Shtar LeMafshinim, the Shlichus is void, the sale is void, says the Chassam Sofer, that din remains under all circumstances, even in a case where the concept of Fushi Shtar LeMafshinim would not be relevant. That means in this situation, where the Shliach only sold half the Chametz, the Mishaleich is happy that he sold at least this half, and we don't have a concept of Fushi Shtari LeMafshinen. However, says the Chassam Sofer, once Chazal and the Shulchan Aruch established that if a Shliach sells less than he was told, the Shlichus and the sale is void, it's void under all circumstances, and it will be considered that the Shliach did not sell any of the Chametz of the owner of that Chametz. Continue the Gemara. Pshita, it's obvious Amal Echad V'loy L'Shnayim. If the seller told the Shliach, I only want you to sell the field to one individual, and he expressly said, I don't want you to sell it to two. He expressly said it, and therefore if he sold it to two, the sale would be void. And the Mefarshim point out, it's obvious. He was given a very clear stipulation. Why would we think that the shlichus is void, that the sale should even be valid? So answer the Rishonim. We've just explained that what's the concern? The concern is a fushi shtara lemafshinen. A person doesn't want many documents written against him. So what would be the halacha if the mishaleach told the shliach, I want you to only sell it to one individual? The shliach went and sold it to two individuals, but wrote only one shtar. So there is no situation of a fushi shtara lemafshinen. So perhaps the sale should be valid. Teaches us the Gemara that since the Mishaleach clearly articulated, I want the soul to two people, and he sold to one person strictly, and he sold it to two, the sale is void. However, the Gemara's question is, Amle le'echet stama. If the Mishaleach just said, I want it sold to one person, but he didn't say, and not to two, my, what is the halacha? And as Rishonim explained, what the Gemara's question really is how far do we take this concern of a Fushi Shtori L'mafshinon to say that he certainly wants him to avoid selling it to many individuals? Rav Huna Amar, that if he just said L'echot, even though he did not expressly say V'loi L'shnayim, the Loch is L'echot V'loi L'shnayim. He can only, the Shliach can only sell to one, not to two. However, Rav Chisda v'Rav Rav Huna, Dami Tavayu, Lechav v'filu l'shnayim, he could sell to one, he could sell to two, Lechav v'filu l'meya, he could even sell to 100 people. Ikla Rav Nachman l'sura, Ola gabei Rav Chisda v'Rav Rav Huna, Amalei, kegav n'may, what would that halacha be where the Mishaleach told the Shliach sell to one person? Amalei, Rav Nachman responded, Lechav v'filu l'shnayim, he could sell to one, or he could sell to two, Lechav v'filu l'meya, he could sell even to 100 individuals. Amalei, after gav the Torah Shliach, what would be the halacha if the Shliach undercharged for the property? Amalu, the Torah Shliach lekamina. In a situation where the Shliach undercharged, that is different. There the sale is certainly void. Amalei, so they asked him, Vomamar ain't an olakakos. We're referring to a situation where property is being sold. How could there be a situation where property is undercharged if we learned that there's no halacha of Aino by Kakos, and that there's no din, that there's a strict price, that this, we could say that the situation overcharged and undercharged? And there is Rishonim debate, why is there a halacha of Aino Nolik Kakos? Tysus seems to learn that Aino Nolik Kakos is a Xeris Akosif. That even though the Torah taught us there's a din of Aino, by Karka that din doesn't apply. Other Rishonim explain, because Karka, by definition, property, real estate, by definition, is not the type of item that could be established to have a fixed price, because there's so many variables involved in setting the price of Karka: location, market conditions, mortgage rates, etc., and therefore ain't a nolika cause. So how could we ever have a situation, asked the Gemara, that the Shliach undercharged for the property if ain't a nolika cause? Says the Gemara, Hani Mili, where do we say that there is no inolika kos? Hech de tar bal bayis. If the bal bayis sold a piece of property, we say whatever price was agreed on, that is the deal. Av a tar shliach, but if a shliach sold the property and he undercharged for the property, Omele, the Mishaleach can tell him, L'takuni shedatich, I sold you to benefit me, the loy la'afsi, not to hurt me, and by you undercharging for the property, the sale is void. There's a machloikas rishonim that with a shliach undercharged for a property, the Gemara just told us that the sale is void. How much of a differential must there be that the sale should be void? Some rishonim say that even the most minimal differential, even the most minimal undercharging, will cause that the sale should be void. Whereas other rishonim say that just like typically the halacha of aino is a shtus, a sixth, here too, the halacha would be a sixth. But it's interesting to note that the Rambam says that even though with a shliach undercharged, we say that the sale becomes void, says the Rambam, that's only if the shliach represented himself as a shliach. However, if the shliach did not identify himself as a shliach, the sale does not automatically become void. The sale stands, and the shliach has to pay the differential to the mishaleach. In fact, there's a machloikas on mefarshim, going back to our previous gemara, what will be the halacha if Reuven, if the mishaleach asked the shliach to sell a half a car, and the shliach sold a whole car, what will the Rambam hold in such a case if the shliach did not identify himself as a shliach? So the Karban Nisanel says that according to the Rambam, here too, if the shliach did not identify himself as a shliach, the sale stands, and he has to reimburse the mishaleach. However, the Mekar Baruch disagrees. He says, there's a loch of ein adam moicha dovish ein shaloi. Since the shliach is not even a shliach on this second half of car, so he has absolutely no right to sell it, and therefore the halacha will be that even the Rambam would agree that sale is void. So our Gemara drew a distinction between a balabayas and a shliach. Ask the Gemara, not Tamra. Where in halacha do we find this concept, the shani ben shliach lebalabayas? There's a difference between the shliach and the balabayas. Says the Gemara, we find it in a Mishnah Masechta Truma. We know the midaraisa chita achas petaris sakri. One kernel, if one removes one kernel from a bundle, he is mekayim the mitzvah of truma. The Rabbanan, however, gave three shurim. Ein yofa, somebody who's generous, is a 40th. A beinoni, average, is 50th. A stingy person, ein ra, is a 60th. So I'm a shluchah, somebody tells a shliach, save a troim. Take truma on my behalf. The loch is toim kadas balabayas. He has to take as he assesses the person who told him to take truma would want. The many day status of balabayas. If he doesn't know what the balabayas would want under these circumstances, so tarim bebenis echem chamishim. He should take the safe route and take off a 50th. While the halacha pichas asara, if he took a 40th, or heis of asara, or he took a 60th, some say the other way, trumas a truma, his truma stand. So we see that according to the Mishnah, the maximum discrepancy that a shliach is allowed to have is a tenth. Vilgav a balabayis tanya, by a balabayis, the Brisa says, v'ol b'yod afil me'esrim, if when the balabayis takes truma, he takes out a 20th, which is certainly a significant discrepancy even from a 40th, it's a 20th differential, still balocha is truma so truma. So we see that the action of a balabayis are different than the actions of shliach, and it's easier to void the action of a shliach versus voiding the actions of a balabais. So now the Gemara goes back to its original shaila. Where somebody told sell to one person, should we assume that the seller does not want to sell to many people? Toshma, again, the second case of our Mishnah. It said, if the ksuba was 400 zuz, machla zebemona lezebemona, and a mona sold the first field for a mona. She sold the second field for a mona. Lachrin shav a mona v'dinabemona, and the last field was sold for a mona v'dinner, a field worth a mona dinner for a mona. So we, as we've explained, the last sale bottle, shlachrin bottle, shakulon, but the first three sales, machrin kaim. Now, the mona here is acting as the shliach of the assignment. And she's selling each one separately, even though they're generating many documents. If we say that when somebody, even though he didn't stipulate that I don't want it sold to more than one, but since the concept of Fushi Shtari Lamav Shinan is such a strong concept, and we want to avoid extra documents, and that's why we assume that that's what the Mishaleach meant, so how could this woman have gone and sold the field to so many different buyers? Answers the Gemara, as we learned earlier, Amrav Sheshe Beravidi Biktini. Here we're dealing with a situation where the fields are four separate small parcels of land that are not next to each other. There, no one assumes that they should be all sold to one buyer, and therefore when she went and sold it to four buyers, even if we'll say that a person is very makbid and is very concerned that it shouldn't have many shtaris, that's only when there's a sensible option that it should have been sold to one individual. But where it doesn't make any business sense that it should have been sold to so many separate individuals, there certainly nobody will consider the concept of a fushi shtara lo mafshinim.